Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself, come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Both teams out on the floor ready to get the semifinal game started in the on the girls' bracket between Mountain Home Watson Chapel. And Grace Warner will jump for the Lady Bombers. And for Watson Chapel, Kiara Ginger will try to win the tip. And she does as the ball goes up in the air. Watson Chapel will have the first possession as they move right, left to right in this first half. Ball goes around the left side to Boyce. Now up top it goes to Kentel. Now over the left corner to Boyce. Boyce is going to put up the three and immediately Watson Chapel is on the board as we are 18 seconds into this contest. 3-0, Lady Wildcats up. Emma Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Martin dribbles to the right side, gives it to Yates near in the corner. Yates dribbles out to the wing, gives it to Martin up at the top. Martin will dribble to the right side, throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it to Payne on the left. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to throw it to Foreman on the low block. Over to Yates on the right side. Now to Emily Payne in the left corner. Cross-court pass there. Payne will drill toward the wing. Throws up top to Gilbert. Now over to Yates. Another cross-court pass to Emily Payne in the left corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Boyce. And back comes Watson Chapel. Boyce into the front court. Throws over in the left corner to Kendall. Kendall's going into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Kira Kentel with her first 2 points of the night. 5-0 Watson Chapel with the early lead. 6:40 left in the opening period. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Looks like Watson Chapel in a 2-3 zone now. Gilbert's going into the lane. He's going up for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound from Foreman. She can't get the ball to go. May have been partially blocked. And the ball comes to the Lady Wildcats. Here is Mayweather into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Boyce. Down on the low block to Ginger. Ginger's going to put up the jumper. No good. Gilbert gets the rebound. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Gilbert across the timeline. Has the ball on the near the right elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Kate Gilbert just inside the three-point line to put Mountain Home on the board. 5-2 Lady Wildcats leading with 6 minutes left in the opening period. Here is Mayweather into the front court for the Lady Wildcats. Throws over on the left side to Whitehead. Now up top it goes to Kendall. Back over to Whitehead on the left. Now it's home in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Mayweather. Over on the right side. Now ball goes to a wide-open Kendall into the lane. She gets the easy layup. Good. 7-2, Mountain Home trailing Watson Chapel. A little over 5.5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Here is Martin into the front court. Ball goes over to Yates on the left wing. Down to Payne in the corner. Payne will dribble out to the wing. Gives it to Gilbert near the top. Back over to Payne. Now to Yates in the left corner. Up top it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert throws over to Martin on the right side. Martin's going to drill down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Yates in the right corner. Her jumper is up and in. Asin Yates with her first 2 points of the night. 7-4. Watson Chapel leading it. 5:05 left in the opening period. Mayweather across the timeline for the Lady Wildcats. Throws over on the right side to Whitehead. Whitehead's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup. Rolls around, will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Martin. And back quickly comes Mountain Home. Martin gets into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the right wing. She's going to dribble to the corner. Pull up for a jumper, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched. They're going to say by Watson Chapel. It will be Mountain Home basketball with 4:42 left in the opening quarter. 7-4, Lady Wildcats on top. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Payne in the left corner. Her three-pointer is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Watson Chapel. Good defense there by Whitehead to get the block. It will be Mount Tom's basketball on the baseline with 4:39 left in the first quarter. A three-point Lady Wildcat lead. Martin will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Gilbert in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert with 5 points on the night, and that's our first tie of the night since 0-0. We're knotted up at 7 with less than 4.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Here is Boyce on the left side for Watson Chapel. Gets it near the free throw line to Kendall. Now over on the right side it goes to to Whitehead. Now up top to Boyce. Boyce will dribble to the left elbow. Now she's going towards the low block. The ball is knocked around and finally stolen by Aston Yates, who's quickly back the other way. That is Watson Chapel's first turnover of the night. Ball goes to Payne. Over to Martin on the left side. Down the corner for Gilbert. She's going to try another three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Foreman. Finds Gilbert on the low block. Now kicks out to Yates on the right wing. Her pass to Foreman was a little out of her reach. That will go out of bounds. That is Mount Zion's first turnover of the night with 3:52 left in the first quarter. Emily Payne's going to check out of the game for the Lady Bombers as she's replaced by Leah Jackson, a 5'6 senior. Again, we're tied at 7 apiece with less than 4 minutes left this opening period. Half-court man-to-man for Mountain Home as Mayweather will walk it across the timeline, gets over on the left side to Kennel. Up top to Ginger. Over on the right side now goes to Mayweather. Mayweather will throw it up top to Whitehead. Over on the left side to Boyce. Now up top to Kennel. Over on the right side to Whitehead. Less than 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Mayweather. Back over on the right side to Kennel. Now up top to Ginger. Over on the left side. Now ball goes down to Whitehead, I believe, on the low block. It's a layup. Good. Witted. That is Witted's first 2 points of the night. And Watson Chapel back on top, 9-7 with 3 minutes left of the first quarter. Here is Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Nobody goes out to get her, and she gets it. 8 points already for Kate Gilbert. And that's our first lead change of the night with 2:50 left of the first quarter. 10-9, Lady Bombers on top. Here is Mayweather into the front court. She's going to try to answer with a three of her own. In and out, no good. Rebounds chased down by Ginger. And Watson Chapel will keep possession. Here is Mayweather throwing it to Kennel. To Whitted. Whitted's three-pointer will not go. Another offensive rebound for Watson Chapel. Here's Boyce with it on the left corner. Now ball goes out of bounds. Looks like a pass a little wide of Ginger. And that will be Watson Chapel's second turnover of the night with 2:25 left of the first quarter. 10-9, Mountain Home with the ball and the lead. Here is Gilbert across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles at the top, throws over on the left side to Yates. Yates going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Yates with 5 points. 13-9, Mountain Home leading with 2:09 left in the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Whitted on the right side. Down to Kennel in the paint. Her jumper rolls around and goes in. Dakira Kentle with 6 points on the night. 13-11, Mountain Home lead cut to two. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Here's Martin, throws over on the right side to Yates. Down to Jackson in the corner. Jackson's going to drill out to the wing. Loses the handle of the ball, and Boyce comes up with the steal. Quickly going back the other way for the layup. Shot was blocked from behind by Martin. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Watson Chapel. And now Dell Leonard's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 13-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Mountain Home takes their first time out after the turnover there. The steal by Boyce. Her layup was blocked by Emma Martin. Good run back to hustle and make sure Boyce did not get that easy layup. It is Watson Chapel's basketball with 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading 13-11. Inbound pass goes to Whitehead on the left wing. Now ball's over on the right side to Mayweather. Down on the low block. Ball is goes now down to Kendall. She gets the layup and the and-one situation now as she draws contact on that basket with 1:28 left to play in the first quarter. Fouls on Leah Jackson, her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. Free throw for Kendall is up and in, so she gets the and-one. She now has 9 points, and that is our second lead change of the night as Watson Chapel's back on top 14-13. Martin into the front court, throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Up top to Payne, who checked in during the timeout to replace Aston Yates. Ball goes over to Martin on the left now. Back up top to Payne, over to Gilbert on the right. Cross court to Leah Jackson in the left corner. She dribbles out to the wing, throws up top to Payne, over to Gilbert on the right side. Now Martin has it there on the wing. Foreman in the paint, kicks out to Jackson in the left corner. Now ball goes up top to Payne. Payne will drill toward the right side, gives up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill to the left, gives it there to Emma Martin. Martin will dribble up to the top. 48 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball goes to Payne in the right corner. Now Payne will dribble out towards the wing, picks up a dribble, and now gives it there to Martin. Now Gilbert has it. Now I think Mount Holmes going to hold for the last shot of the period. 35 seconds left, a one-point Watson Chapel lead. Gilbert's going down into lane. She's going to go in for the layup. No, but draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line with 30.7 seconds left. Kiara Ginger picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Watson Chapel here in the first half. So Kay Gilbert back at the free throw line for the first time tonight to try to get Mount Holmes on the lead back. First free throw is up and in. Aston Yates is going to check back in, replacing Leah Jackson. So one more free throw for Gilbert to try to give Mount Holmes the lead back. Second shot for Gilbert is up. Good. She gets both. She's now double figures with 10 points. That's our third lead change of the night. 15-14, Mount Holmes leading it. As Watson Chapel brings it into the front court, 23 seconds left. Here's Boyce with it on the left side, gives it to Kendall. Kendall gives it to Mayweather, who drills towards the right side, finds Whitted. Ball goes to the left side, three-pointer, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Watson Chapel, they're going to say. Wasn't sure if Emily Payne got a hand on that before it went out or not. Official had a better view from that far sideline. 9 seconds left as Mount Holmes gets the ball back. 5 seconds. Martin drills to the right side. 4 seconds. Here is Payne throwing, taking the pass. Loose, couldn't handle the ball. It goes out of bounds with 0.6 seconds. That is Mount Holmes' third turnover of the night as Watson Chapel will get it back. That is enough time for a catch and shoot, but it's going to be very difficult for them to get it and to throw it that far. They might not even mess with it. So, well, he did try a shot heave, but it wouldn't have beat the buzzer, even if it was close. So we've played 8 minutes so far with Mount Holmes leading 15-14. We'll start the second quarter in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!